This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3465 for Friday, the 12th of November 2021. Today's show is entitled, Walmart on 7-inch Tablet General 2. It is hosted by JWP and is about 14 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is, podcast about a new Android Go tablet I purchased.
Okay, guys, I heard Ken Fallon's request for shows, and I've been kicking around the Telegram, the Hacker Public Radio Telegram group, a topic. I was recently in the States, and, well, I was in Texas, Arkansas, Tennessee, and Mississippi, and there's no corona there, guys. There just isn't. No mask, no anything. It was fantastic. Not anything at all like Europe. And while I was there, I happened to visit several Walmarts. And so I think I told y'all previously that I had bought an on 10-inch tablet with keyboard for $99. And so I decided that that I wanted to try another model. And so I have an affliction for low-budget Android tablets, and I have quite a stack of them. It's not like some of our friends that have netbooks stacked to the ceiling, but it's quite the stack of tablets. And so I went to Walmart, and they have an in-house brand called ONN or ON. And I had some experience, and the performance is okay. The screen sucks. The sound sucks also. But, you know, for the price, it's not bad. And last Thanksgiving, it was on sale for $28, the 7-inch tablet. I really wish I could have gotten in on that. But I ended up spending the better part of $100 before it was all said and done with a case and the memory card and all this stuff. And so does it perform better than the Kindle? The 2019 Kindle 7, and yes, it does. It performs better. Unfortunately, it uses something called it's Android 11, but it uses the Go version, and so it doesn't do things like Google Podcasts or whatever. So again, I got the 7-inch tablet on Gen 2 in-house Walmart one. Model number 1,261,91, and overall, it's pretty small. I measured it; it has exactly the same format as a Amazon 7-inch 2019. So it's exactly the same as far as physical measurements. Okay, now the first thing that you need to know about it on is that there is none of that, you know, that nice scratch resistance that you get on an Apple tablet or an Amazon Fire tablet. That this doesn't exist. So you definitely need to put a screen protector on it, or you need to get a pretty big case on it, or it's going to get scratched up pretty quickly. And that's exactly what happened to the 10-inch one that I got before COVID in a similar Walmart situation. Okay, and so it's a 2 gigabyte, which is a whole gigabyte more than the Kindle one has. It's got a USB-C connection. The speakers really, 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 really suck. So don't look for it for like speaker stuff. And it's not a fast charge, but it's got a headphone jack. It's got one of the craziest SD card slots, one of the hardest to ever get it in. So I got a 32 gigabyte card on it, and just so I can have a movie or two on it. The storage on it is I can upgrade the storage at least to 128, I'm pretty sure, without a problem. And the And for sure to go ahead and get the case for it, right? Now, if you get the screen protector, yeah, you could probably pocket it and do something, but I have yet to find a case like the Fire. So for me, the Fire is still a real go-to thing, especially on the plane because of the case. So it all fits in a cargo pocket, and I have the noise canceling headset around my head, and boom, Bob's your uncle with a external battery for sure. It'll go the full 12-hour flight from Frankfurt to Seattle, and for sure, it's going to do the 9-hour flight from Frankfurt to Houston for the Kindle. And so this is a, although it performs a lot better, it doesn't have the apps that I would have thought from a pure Android. Again, Google Podcasts are my main thing. And it comes with rudimentary documentation. Unlike my 10-inch, that was a full version of Android, it had a almost all of the apps you could disable or remove that came with it. So if you didn't want any of that, the crap that came with the, it is very, very close to a pure stock Android. And it came with a charger, and the camera's nothing to think about, nothing to think about. But if you did manage to find a case, this might be a halfway decent kids tablet or something like this. And let me, here, I even found the price. So the whole thing, let's see, what was it, what did it cost? So the tablet was $59, the case was $12.50. The SD card was $12. So that's what we're looking at, and probably I could have got it cheaper on sale, so that for sure I saw something that said that it was on sale for $28 last Thanksgiving at the thing. So as far as apps go, which you turn it on, it's a little chunky with the, but it's so fast. So you go in and go down to about the tablet, and it shows the device name, emergency contacts, custom build version, run the software update versions, and model and hardware, and it has it's very extremely responsive, and the it's I've never had a Go device before, and the storage, so with the storage, so it's got, with the apps that I have on it, has 16 GB installed, so it's at 7.74, and I've already put 9.23 of the 64 GB SD card, on there, and most of that is it's all film, it's all film or things that are ripped. And as far as apps go, it's got, I put those things on the BBC on it. I paid for Black Player on Android many years ago, and it's got the of course the Google stuff, the calendar, the Chrome, the contacts, and the Chrome is surprisingly fast. So Docs, Drive Duo, so it has Google Files, but I found that again, I paid for the FX file manager, so FX Pro file manager. I think it was $1.99, best $1.99 ever, because it connects to anything. So you can connect it to, you can connect it to your tablet, to all of your online storage, all of your home NAS, your whole thing with that FX for $1.99, and it comes with a text editor. That's not too bad. And so of course Gmail, Google Go. Now Google Go is a pretty interesting thing. So you can, it's a, it's sort of the low budget way to search, their search function with Google Go, and it has a bunch of stuff. So it's got the Con virus, Instagram, all kinds of things on it. So and some things do work. And so because I'm such a Microsoft fanatic, because of my work, it OneDrive and OneNote work flawlessly. I've been using a lot of Google Play Books because you can get, I don't know, you give yourself a $10 limit on Google Play Books, and you'd be really surprised how many books you can get in a really readable format for $10 on Google. And for instance, let's see, I opened up my Google Books, my library, and for $10 I was able to get Walden, Oliver Twist, Pride and Prejudice, The Wonderful Stories for Children, Frankenstein, American History in 50 Events, Russian History in 50 Events, Ancient Greece, the Boer Wars, the U.S. History, Revolution to Reconstruction, World History, Who Did What, Zane Grey, The Ultimate Collection, all the historical novels of Zane Grey, Robert E. Howard, The Ultimate Collection, 300 Cult Classics and Adventure Novels, Edgar Rice Burroughs, Western Megapack, all of Max Brown, 90 plus volumes, The Civil War, History in an Hour, 25 Self-Help Classics Illustrated, David Copperfield, 20 additional 20 helps, 20 self-help classics, Oscar Wilde, Common Sense by Thomas Paine, Self-Reliance by Ralph Waldo Emerson, 50 masterpieces of detective fiction you have to read before you die, Great Expectations, A Very Short History of America, Volume 1, The Crusades by Henry Freeman, Genghis Khan, U.S. History in 50, or no, the History of China in 50 Events, The Rights of Man by Thomas Paine, and The Complete Work of Dickens. And all of this was either free or the entire thing was under $10. So, and it takes up almost no space on your OS. So I don't think it's as hoggish as a Kindle, and for sure it's not hawking as much as a Kindle does. And so, yeah, it did a it's done a pretty good job of doing that. And I start and so for sound, I did the black player for the MP3s on the thing. I like to listen to news in Austin, Texas, so I use a KUT has a app for their NPR thing. Again, NPR is a little liberal, so you have to be take a deep breath sometimes, but still, for a public channel, it's not too bad, right? And the Spotify, and so I'm doing Spotify too, and really, really, even though I pay for Prime, Spotify is a lot better. A lot better. Even the free edition seems to be worth it with the ads. And of course, when we started with Amazon and the Prime Music and everything, it wasn't there was no Spotify. Yeah, so it's pretty simple. And oh, by the way, the FX player for $199 also does video and does single MP3s, but no playback. So in other words, you can watch anything you put on the SD card. As far as movies go, it can be there. So overall, I would say it's okay. Remember, with anything that you buy at Walmart, to get the screen protector. It's absolutely imperative because it doesn't have the anti-scratch thing that your Kindle Fire or normal Kindle or anything Apple or anything Samsung will have. So it'll get scratched up really easy if you don't have a screen protector on it. All right, hey, well, we're coming up on 14 minutes or over 14 minutes now. So hey, I'll let you go, and thank you so much. And if you you have any comments, you can reach me at jwp5@hotmail.com. Y'all have a nice day and be kind to one another.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR is kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.